Liam, cracking game today, wasn't it?
It was. The game had everything for a neutral. It had been a good game, good spectacle. Both teams, you know, trying to win. You know, I thought our lads give everything today, and you know, when they do that, you can't knock them.
It shows their persistence, doesn't it? You know, you were two goals down twice in the game, but managed to find goals to come back into it.
Yes, definitely. And you know, we try and educate our lads. We certainly don't dissect games straight after the game. You know, I think it's unfair. What we can say is, you know, we've conceded too many goals in the last two games, but we've also played very well in the large periods. So if we get a good balance to that, you know, going forward, we'll be fine. And the lads are, you know, fully on board with that.
And you and Paul must be, you know, really pleased with the amount of chances and the way you're playing at the minute.
Yes, definitely. You know, it stems from last year. You know, the guy from myself done a lot of work, and the lads that, you know, they're picking up their roles in the team and the jobs. You know, and sometimes it doesn't pay off result wise. You know, certainly today, you know, we're off the back of the defeat. So, you know, you won't, you know, delve too much into it straight after the game. You know, Monday we'll pick it up. Sunday we'll take stock of it. And, you know, we certainly wish Doncaster well, because, you know, they deserve the win today.
There's been a lot of focus on Owen this week, obviously, after his six goals. Got another one today, and he's just popping up in the right positions all the time, isn't he?
Yes, correct. You know, the manager's worked with him before. I've worked with Doyle for some time now. That's what he does. You know, we feel that he's got goals in him. He'll certainly score a lot more towards the end of the season, because he works tirelessly hard. And I think when you do that, you work hard at your game. You put a lot of effort in like he does. You know, you get your rewards, and he's certainly doing that now.
One of your biggest threats today seems to be Ian Everett from corners and free kicks, and how Jed Steer pulled off that save second half.
Yes, yeah, good save. You know, Ever always has a little joke that he wants to go up for, you know, more set pieces and different stuff. You know, he's a menace, he's a good size, he's good in the box. But overall, you know, on reflection of the game, I thought we did enough to get something. Unlucky today we didn't, so we wish Doncaster well, and, you know, they deserve the win.
How big a loss first half was Sam Morsi?
Oh yeah, if you lose a play like that, and it's no, you know, the result is the result, so we won't make any excuses. Doncaster scored more goals, but Sam's an integral part of our team. You know, he's a very, very solid player who drives us forward. You know, luckily we have got a few good players who can fill in, like you saw the second half. But hopefully it's not too bad. We'll take stock tomorrow, and you know, we'll see how he is in the morning.
What's he actually done?
He's just got a problem with his hamstring, so we'll see the extent Sunday, Monday.
And a couple of players hopefully coming back in next weekend as well to give you even more choice.
Yes, Gary Roberts should be returning. So Dan Gardner's back full training as well. So yeah, the numbers are quietly creeping up, which is only good for the team, the manager, myself. So hopefully towards next weekend we'll have a good squad to pick from.
Will George Mulgrighty be back involved?
Hopefully, yeah. Again, he's getting assessed. He's been assessed by our practitioners and the physios, also our Wolves. They've been in linking it with us, so again we'll assess it next week, and hopefully we'll be back, you know, in the squad next week.
Does it show the progress that Chesterfield have been making, that fifth game away and it's only the first defeat?
You'd hope so, because you know we take pride in that. You know, we work tirelessly hard. The lads work tirelessly hard through the week. You know, when you do that, you do get your rewards, and you know we have been of late. But like I said, you know, we lost today, so we'll take stock of it Sunday, Monday, and we'll hopefully pick it up and move forward again.
Finally, tremendous backing as well today. A couple of thousand came up from North Derbyshire. There's a real buzz, I think, as Paul Cook said.
Yeah, the different class, the fans. Certainly last year through the campaign, home and away, fantastic. And as you saw today, same as Tuesday night, they kind of drive the players on. It'd be no surprise if we'd have got an equaliser or a winner, you know, because the fans do drive the lads on, and it really takes, you know, takes them to another level, and they appreciate that. So, you know, the more times I can do that, the better.
Cheers, Liam. Thank you.
Cheers.